Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program by phone. He's traveling and was good enough to give us a little bit of his time. Corey Berkenas, the Executive Director of the Iowa Food Bank Association, with us on the phone this morning. Corey, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, good. Thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate the time. Let's talk a little bit about the program in general. The Iowa Food Bank Association is what?
It is a collaboration of eight Feeding America food banks that serve all 99 counties in Iowa. So we work on behalf of the food banks on policy, on outreach, on disaster preparedness, so a few different programs that benefit the food bank.
Absolutely. Well, there are a lot of issues, a lot of prongs to that, but of course they're all very important because you're reaching a population that needs the assistance and also sometimes can be hard to reach.
Right, exactly. You know, with Iowa, the rural landscape, you know, it's oftentimes for those that need it the most hard to find the services. So part of our job is to, you know, make those more better able to, for people better to find them and better to reach them when it's difficult.
Yeah, I think the food bank resources are typically more well-known in some of the metropolitan areas. They get a little bit more attention. They tend to be larger facilities and things, too. But a lot of smaller communities in small rural counties have plenty of facilities as well, sometimes maybe not quite as well-known.
Right. You know, there's a food bank that serves all 99 counties. So even though the food banks are in the metro areas, we provide food to over 1,000 nonprofit organizations that feed individuals. So those organizations are in the small communities in every county that, you know, serve the children, the adults, and the seniors.
Well, I know that a lot of the food banks, they work a lot on the generosity of the general public, of businesses, of local organizations. Is it more difficult in some cases in rural areas to come up with the funds needed?
You know, it's hit and miss. You know, there's the small communities. A lot of them, they don't have the money, but they do have, like you said, the generosity, the caring capacity. So even though, you know, they might have a large number of people that are able to give, those that are in the communities, they do give. But that still does present, you know, a lot of need because, you know, people need the food and the pantries need the money to purchase the food or to find the food. So it is difficult.
Well, and we're getting into the time of the year where it gets to be a little bit more difficult, too. A lot of folks think of food banks and local food pantries, things like that, during the holiday season when they're trying to be charitable. But, you know, once the holidays pass, a lot of times folks don't, it's not top of the mind anymore.
Right, yeah. No, you know, there's that giving spirit during the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, a lot of people do give, and that's where a lot of the times the food banks and pantries, they stock up. Because as soon as the new year rolls around, January, and throughout into the summer, you know, we get busy, I get busy, we all get busy, and we don't oftentimes think of that. So it is, the need does increase past the holidays because there aren't as many donations.
You bet. Well, and the need is always out there. I was looking at some notes that your organization had sent out, a study that was supported by the ConAgra Foods Foundation, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, and the Nielsen Company. Here in Cass County, where we are located, it was showing about 12.8% of the population, about over 1,700 people, are at risk for hunger. That sounds awfully high to most of us. Are we shocked when we hear those numbers?
Well, we should be. You know, I think a lot of Iowans, they are shocked because they hear about these troubles across the ocean and in different countries. But, you know, right here in Iowa, it is a problem. You know, there's a thing, there's not one county in the whole United States that doesn't have a hungry population. So it does affect, it affects us in Iowa and in our small communities. I just challenge everybody to be aware that it does exist.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure folks will understand that hunger doesn't just affect a certain class of the population. It affects the young, it affects seniors, it affects just about everybody, even working people. They're not just the folks who aren't able to, you know, find employment. Some people have their money tied up in so many different ways, paying different bills and things. It's difficult to always put nutritional food on the table.
Right, right. No, I'm glad you understand because it really isn't just one demographic. You could have a house fire where you lose everything and need help for a couple months, or you get laid off, or you have an accident on the way home from work, or have an accident at work and have to take some time off. So, you know, there's any number of factors that could lead to it.
Yeah, I think most of us, well, I hope we understand that in some cases, we're just one unfortunate incident away from our lives changing drastically. And you always hope for the help of others. And we don't always understand the things that are out there for us to take advantage of. And I see the Iowa Food Bank Association has set up a hotline and a good outreach for folks. So how's that working?
Great. You know, that's one thing that we are really working for, because we know with the rural landscape that we can't reach everybody. Currently we have, well, before we incorporated the hotline, we had two outreach workers that traveled the state offering the application assistance and the outreach. Well, we know we can't get everywhere on two outreach workers traveling. So this hotline is a really great addition for the state, for those that need it, because that provides us with an 800 number that is available every hour of the day, every day of the week. It's open 8 to 4 every day, but then you can leave a message and we can call you back. So it offers that constant channel to receive assistance.
What will folks find if they call that food hotline?
Sure. If you're calling during those open hours between 8 and 4, you'll talk to a live person that will ask you a few questions. And if you haven't already signed up for SNAP assistance, which is the old term is the food stamps, they will help you through that application. A lot of times what we see from individuals is an application that they're a little hesitant to filling it out, and it may be confusing, or at that point in their lives they just need a little extra help. So the outreach workers on the phone line will help them walk them through it. They'll help them in understanding what they're going to need when they go through the final process with the State Department. So it's just a benefit to help them through oftentimes confusing or a difficult process.
Sure. If folks are going to call that hotline, Corey, should they have some material, some information ready?
I would say at that point, just to know your situations, a few of the numbers of your budget, rent, any medical expenses that you have, any income, any large expenses. Really, we're just determining if they may be eligible or if it's and helping them with the application. The ultimate determination will come from the Iowa Department of Human Services. And at that point, they will need a few extra documents, but we'll help them determine what documents they'll need.
So it's just more assistance in helping to fill out the proper documentation and see if you actually qualify.
Exactly. It's the hardest part of the process is filling out the application. Past that, it'll be pretty easy once we work with them and let them know what they'll need.
So this is actual help then. Folks can understand that, you know, they may not necessarily get all the stuff that's on the application process, but they can help you through it.
Right, exactly. Yep. And this is just one of the steps that is actual a barrier for receiving the application, because many people just don't want to do it or don't feel like they have the time or it's not worth it. So.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and, you know, I suppose part of it, too, is the fact that, you know, we're Iowans. Let's face it. We're kind of self-sustaining folks. We want to, you know, we don't necessarily always want other folks to help us out. We want to do it on our own. So sometimes it's not just a matter of not necessarily being able to reach folks. It's that sometimes they need a little nudge, and, you know, we all need help once in a while, and there's no shame in asking.
Well, exactly right. You know, we've had floods, we've had tornadoes in the state, and it is, you know, people want to take care of themselves. They take pride in, you know, being able to provide for their families. But, you know, at times we all need help in our lives sometime, and, you know, that's what we're here for. You've worked your whole life. This is what we're here for, and that's what we do. We help each other. So.
You bet. And you said the number is available. For the most part, if you call during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, you're going to talk to someone when you call. Well, then folks can call that Iowa Food Bank Association hotline. That number is 855-944, and then the word food, 855-944-FOOD, or 3663. If they'd like to call. And Corey, it's nice to have some friends out there too, because you've got some folks that are helping to offset the cost of operating that hotline.
Yes, we do. You know, it's great to have the reimbursements from USDA, and we have the Walmart Foundation, Feeding America, and we've also received some assistance from Intelligent Community Foundation. So, you know, it's great support. It's a needed service, so we're happy to provide it.
Absolutely. So again, that number is 855-944-FOOD. 3663 if you'd like to find out more. Corey, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate all the assistance, and best of luck with the programs.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.